So you've got a long history of public service in the state of Arizona, Mayor of Phoenix, Attorney General, now Secretary of State. What is it about Secretary of State that seems attractive to you now? It strikes me when I look back at your political resume that Attorney General and Secretary of State are two of now the most controversial positions you can be in state government.
They truly are. And I guess I like controversy, and that's what drew me to this because, you know, I, like many folks that I've run into over the past several years, are upset, embarrassed, surprised by some of the twists and turns of Arizona politics. It's not the state I grew up in. I was born in Tucson and raised in Arizona, and I'm very proud of this state. And I sometimes don't recognize it when I see what the legislature is coming up with. And the more I studied it, the more I thought there was a source to much of this, which is the fact that so many Arizonans just don't vote. Secretary of State is the chief elections officer. I believe should be the band leader for voting, to make it as straightforward and simple as it can be made. What we've had recently is just the opposite. It's become twists and turns and new obstacles and impediments. And frankly, I'm a simplist. I want to get rid of that. And I think it's up to the Secretary of State to cut through the problems, the red tapes, and the obstacles. And I'm excited by that possibility.
Obviously, a big case recently on voter ID, the case that Arizona took up the court system with the state of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
What's your read of that ruling, and are those the kinds of efforts that concern you in terms of access to voting in the state of Arizona?
Absolutely, they do. It's one example. This is you're referring to the dual ballot contortion, which is what Kansas and Arizona, alone among the states in the country, have come up with. And frankly, who does it penalize? It penalizes people who use the federal form. Most of those are serving overseas. They're Arizonans who are either in the military or in some kind of overseas service. Now they have to have two ballots. They have to have a local ballot where they use one set of identification and a federal form for federal offices where they use a different one. I think that's nonsense. I believe that we have tried to cut the pattern to fit the cloth in a way. We wanted to have certain political objectives, and we've penalized some very hardworking men and women from Arizona who happen to be away from our state.
On its face, though, you know, when you hear show your ID and vote, most people think that sounds like a fairly reasonable thing. Why isn't it?
Well, the courts have approved show your ID and vote, and as Attorney General, I defended that position. That was one approved by Arizona voters. We're talking about a slightly different provision, which is to show your citizenship to register. And here's the difference. On the federal form, you have to swear, under pain of perjury, which is a felony, that you are a citizen of the United States, but you don't have to produce a document. What Kansas and Arizona have basically done, and at least one court has affirmed it, although it will go on appeal, and who knows what will happen then, is that you have to have two different systems, the federal form where you just swear that you're a citizen and the Arizona form where you have to show documentation, a birth certificate, for example.
Which most people don't carry around with.
Most people don't carry around with them. I mean, it is an impediment to voting. And frankly, again, I would like to make voting as easy as possible. I would like to be shown the statistics that show that there is voter fraud before I put an impediment in the place of the system we have today. And I haven't seen that statistic. I've been law enforcement for a long time. I've been in enforcing the laws in Arizona for quite a long time. And frankly, I'm very careful about looking for possible voter fraud because I think that is an insidious influence in our system. And I haven't found it. So show me the evidence, and I'll react accordingly. But without evidence, I think we ought to make voting as straightforward as we possibly can.
You mentioned a little bit about the low voter turnout in the state of Arizona. What can the Secretary of State's office do to improve voter turnout?
Well, there are a lot of things. It starts with education. It starts in the high school, frankly. When kids turn 18, they ought to know what their rights are, and they ought to be encouraged to exercise them. They don't have to. That's everybody's choice. But I think it needs to be put out as clearly as possible and as simply as possible. After that, as people have the requisite citizenship, they need to be given their options. And I don't believe the Secretary of State over the past, at least the current one, has done that very well. He's not out, as I said, as a band leader for voting. He has funds that aren't spent that could help Yuma County and others, frankly, make polling places more accessible. I think our Pebble system, our vote-by-mail system, is a good one, and I think it needs to be encouraged whenever possible.
And the Arizona voters seem to really like it.
They do, and we're probably moving in the direction of having virtually all, if not all, mail ballots. But while we're making that transition, we need to make both systems as easily accessible as possible. I mean, in the last election in 2012, we had over 7,000 people whose ballots were cast and not counted, simply because they were in the wrong voting place. Well, that was after a lot of consolidation had taken place. People were legitimately confused. And folks at the polls, instead of telling them that, well, you can cast a ballot here, but it's not going to count, or you can go wherever it is you're supposed to be voting and it will count, I think people would have, 90% or more, would have gone the extra mile. They weren't given that option. And frankly, I think every time that happens, it hurts our democracy. It makes people have less confidence that their vote is going to be counted. And when they have no confidence, their encouragement, their likelihood of voting is falls off the chart. We've got whole groups now in our community that basically believe it doesn't help. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't matter. So they're not going to register, and they're not going to vote even if they are registered. I think it's up to the Secretary of State, primarily as an advocate, to try to make that change. And frankly, I think Arizona, with everybody participating, is a very different place than Arizona is today.
That's an interesting point, because we know that the voter breakdown in the state of Arizona is about a third independent, a third Republican, a third Democrats. And I'm glad to have you here as one of the more prominent Democrats in the state of Arizona. What's up with Democrats? You check out the Secretary of State's website right now, and you've got Republicans running 3-1, the number of candidates in the primary, versus the Democrats running. Is this an organizational problem? Is this a lack of confidence? What's up with Democrats in the state of Arizona that they're not putting more people in these races?
Well, I think part of it is you don't run for anything, for something where you don't think you're going to be successful. And frankly, right now there are no statewide offices held by a Democrat. So, you know, the incentive is slow. There are a lot of, right now, I think there are 9 Republicans running for governor. Obviously, they think there's a big prospect there, or they wouldn't be outspending millions of dollars to try to grab the prize. I think that's part of it. I think part is, frankly, the way reapportionment takes place. There are some districts where, frankly, you don't, for one party or the other, you don't have much of a chance. So that tends to depress the candidacy. But what I'm most concerned about is, at the most basic level, it's the voter and their perception that voting is important and voting makes a difference. I believe that to my soul, but I know there are many people in our state that don't have that conviction. And I think it's up to the Secretary of State to do whatever he or she can do to make Americans aware and Arizonans aware that they have an important right and option, and it's something that is the fundamental aspect of our democracy. I can't answer all of the questions about the changes in registration. Obviously, the most popular option today is to be an independent, to be a nonpartisan, to not select any of the above. And that is a rejection of the political system, because those folks, if you look at how independents vote, especially in the primary, although they have the right to vote either as a Republican or a Democrat, they can vote in either primary at their option. They tend not to vote in any of them. And so that tends to bring down the numbers. And the habit, frankly, it is a habit. I mean, I vote every 2 years as almost Pavlov's dog. I mean, I go and I want to go, and I appreciate that option and that opportunity and that privilege.
Well, if you're on the mailing list, it kind of shows up at your house anyway, and if you just send it back,
you'll
get the
next
one.
It shows up at your house,
one.
But it's with all the junk mail, too. Yeah. So I'm not entirely sure that it's certainly a convenience, and I hope more people will take advantage of Pebble, permanent early voting. It's an important option that you have to make voting about as simple as it can get. It's free. It's easy. It just check the box. But even that, there are an awful lot of people on the Pebble list that don't ever send that ballot back. So that's something I think we need to be working on.
And it's a problem that we've run into down here in Yuma County, especially our last city elections, such low voter turnout. And then you look at the people who show up at forums and show up at meetings, and you wonder, wait a minute, those numbers don't seem to jive. If you're concerned, why aren't you?
Well, and here's the part that I think astonishes a lot of people. There's some efforts now. One of them is headed by former ASU president Laddie Coore with a program called the Arizona We Want. And what he's done is systematic sampling, public opinion sampling, of a wide variety of people throughout the state. One of the largest public opinion polls, frankly, ever taken. And when we looked at the results, I personally was astonished because it represented a commitment to a very different set of ideals, very different set of goals than the legislature seems to have. People that believed in education and wanted to invest in quality education for their kids, who believed in the environment and making sure that that we had a high quality out of doors to pass on to our children, believed in high technology and the opportunities that it brings. Those are programs that the legislature doesn't seem to support at all. And so at that point, many of us started asking the question, well, how come there's this big difference between what Arizonans seem to believe and think is important and what the legislature seems to believe and think is important? And I think the answer is very simple. It's voting. It's that the overwhelming majority of Arizonans are not expressing their opinions at the polls. They're doing it when somebody calls them on the phone on a poll. But they're not taking that extra step, and I believe it's incumbent on the Secretary of State to try to make sure that they do.
All right, that's Terry Goddard, candidate for Secretary of State, that primary coming up in August and the general election coming up, obviously, in early November. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here. Thanks.